Jesus said, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You should love one another."
On this day, Christ gathered with his disciples in the upper room.
On this day, Christ took a towel and washed his disciples' feet.
On this day, Christ broke bread with his disciples, telling them to eat.
On this day, Christ poured out wine, telling them to drink of the cup of new life.
On this day, Christ gave his whole self, that we might follow and find abundant life.
Dear siblings in Christ, in this Lenten season, we have heard our Lord's call to struggle against sin, death, and the devil. And that keeps us from loving God and each other. This is the struggle to which we are called in baptism. Within the community of the church, God never wearies of forgiving sin and giving the peace of reconciliation. On this night, let us confess our sin against God and our neighbor and enter into the celebration of the great 3 days reconciled with God and with one another. While we were still ensnared in sin, Christ died for us. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, God promises to heal us and forgive us. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. For self-centered living and for failing to walk with humility and gentleness.
Holy God, holy and mighty,
holy and mortal, have mercy on us. For the misuse of human relationships and for unwillingness to see the image of God in others.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us.
For jealousies that divide families and nations, and for rivalries that create strife and warfare.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us.
For reluctance in sharing the gifts of God, and for carelessness with the fruits of creation.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us.
For hurtful and angry deeds that harm.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us.
For idleness in witnessing to Jesus, and for squandering the gifts of love and grace.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. And at this time and in this season, we offer individual absolution for your sins. So at this time, I invite you forward as you desire or you are able for individual laying on of hands and absolution. If you cannot come forward but would like to receive absolution, please get my attention or Mike's attention, and I will come to you.
Thank you. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy God, source of all love, on the night of his betrayal, Jesus gave us a new commandment, to love one another as he loves us. Write this commandment in our hearts and give us the will to serve others as he was the servant of all. Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated.
The first reading is from Exodus, the 12th chapter. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall mark for you the beginning of the months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month they are to take a lamb from each family, a lamb from each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in portions to the number of people who eat it of it. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year old male. You may take it from the sheep or goat. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembly, congregation of Israel, shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the house in which they are to eat, which they eat it. They shall eat the lamb that same night. They shall eat it roasted over fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boil in water, but roast it over the fire with its head, legs, and inner organs. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning, you shall burn. This is how you shall eat it: your loin girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord, for I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals. On all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you in the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Someone else is reading that, right?
Yes. The second reading is from 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. "For I received from the Lord what I also handed to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord,
The Gospel of our Lord according to John, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Christ.
Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father in heaven. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean, and you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your teacher, Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." When Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify in him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is most certainly the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise be to Christ.
You may be seated. All right, Randy, it's time to get the videos ready. Don't start them yet. I'll cue you. So I sprung an audible on Randy today. He walks in and I'm up there messing around with the computer trying to get my videos to work. I have a couple of videos to share to supplement my sermon. So bear with us if we can't get it to work. By the late 1960s, segregation was no longer technically the law of the land, except for in some places, many places even, segregation was still at least the implied law of the land, but not in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. I didn't grow up in the late 60s, but I did grow up in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. I remember going to my grandma's house when I was sick, and we would watch PBS together. I loved watching Bob Ross paint happy little trees. I was absolutely bored out of my mind by Sesame Street. Ugh, awful. And I was absolutely enamored by Mr. Rogers. Maybe it was his calm, loving demeanor. Maybe it was because I experienced him in the same way I experienced my grandma, especially on those sick days. Maybe it was because he told me, made me feel like I mattered the same way that my grandma made me feel. Maybe it was because he made hard things make sense to kids, to me. Maybe it was because his message was simple. You matter, and I love you. On May 9th, 1969, Fred Rogers, who, by the way, in addition to having a neighborhood on PBS, was an ordained Presbyterian minister. I'll bet you knew that, right? Yeah, you did. He aired an episode in which he told a recurring character on the show, Officer Clemens. He said to Officer Clemens, "You matter and I love you." Now, he didn't say these words, but he lived them out for everyone in America. A place where segregation wasn't the law of the land, but kinda sorta in some places still kinda sorta was. He lived it out for them to see. And in doing so, Mr. Rogers and Francois Clemens broke a well-known and well-maintained color barrier. And now, Randy, can you play for us video one? Oh, sound.
Come in.
Mr. Rogers, how are you?
Fine, why don't you sit down?
Oh, sure, just for a moment.
It's so warm, I was just putting some water on my feet.
Oh, it sure is.
Would you like to join me?
It looks awfully enjoyable, but I don't have a towel or anything.
Oh, you share mine.
Okay.
Sure.
Oh,
come along, I'll put some more water in here.
Oh. This is going to turn into a beautiful day.
You like bare feet?
Well, yeah, as I grew older, I liked it more and more.
Uh-huh. Good for you. You're pulling up your pants. I forgot to do that at first.
Oh, I don't want them to get wet.
Right.
Oh, that feels great.
Right here.
You know, when you're a policeman, you do an awful lot of walking. And sometimes your feet get tired.
Right.
That feels better already.
Good.
Just massage them a little bit.
Cool water on a hot day.
Hmm. Well, thank you for your refreshments.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
You're welcome, Officer Clemens.
Shall we turn this off?
Mm-hmm. Is that enough?
Oh, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Well, that was so enjoyable. I'm sorry I couldn't stay longer.
Well, I know how busy you are. But sometimes just a minute like this will really make a difference.
There, that one's dry. And now, that one. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Who can put your hand in my hand and be ready to feel all safe and strong? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it all life long. There we are.
You have great boots to fill, Officer Clemens.
Well,
you
thank
fill
you very
them
much.
Well. Thanks
thank
for
you.
Stopping by.
So long.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Oh, there's Officer Clemens. Hi, Officer Clemens. Come
Hello,
in.
Mr. Rogers, how are you?
Fine. Won't you sit down?
Oh, sure. Just for a moment.
So not only did they sit shoulder to shoulder, they shared a pool. They shared water. They even shared a towel. This may not mean or seem like much now, but as Francois Clemens dries his brown skin, Fred glances to the camera and says, "But sometimes just a minute like this really will make a difference." And Fred goes on to use this same towel on his own white skin. Today, Jesus tells us, "I give you a commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another." The love one another, I have to ask, it's not new, is it? I mean, if you followed along with us through Lent, you'll know that commandments 4 through 10 are all about loving our neighbor. Love is another pretty central love one another is pretty central to the Hebrew scriptures. And it's pretty central up to Jesus' teaching up to and including on the night of this so-called new commandment, isn't it? But what is new here in my mind is that Jesus raises that bar for us, right? Love your neighbor is not just as you love yourself, but love your neighbor and love one another just as I, Jesus, have loved you. Now, I have to say, perhaps, I'm probably not alone in this, but I think I sometimes fail at loving my neighbor because I love them exactly as I love myself, right? And the problem is I don't think I always love myself as I ought to do so. Sometimes we are, we're mentally and emotionally abusive to ourselves. We lie to ourselves. We tell ourselves we're not good enough. We say, it's your fault. No one loves you because you don't deserve to be loved. Now, the kind of love your neighbor as yourself when we don't believe we deserve to be loved? Well, we can love our neighbor like that. That's a pretty low bar, isn't it? But Jesus adds this to the new commandment. He says, just as I have loved you, we're no longer to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, right? It's as Jesus has loved us. This just as I have loved you is an unconditional, it's an expansive kind of love that is made known in the washing of feet. And for Jesus, it included washing the feet of all the people who were with him in that upper room. And we might think to ourselves, no big deal, he was there with his disciples. He was there with his friends, right? With the people that were doing ministry with him, those closest to him. What's so expansive and unconditional about that kind of love, Jesus? So after Jesus washes the feet, and before he gives this new command, Jesus says, I am certain one of you will betray me. A new commandment kind of love washes the feet, even of Judas Iscariot, the betrayer. Immediately after Jesus gives the new command, after we finish this reading today, Peter says to Jesus, Lord, why can't I go with you? I would die for you. And Jesus responds, I tell you for certain that before the rooster crows, you will say 3 times that you don't even know who I am. A new commandment kind of love washes the feet of one Peter, who is Rock, the one we have set up on this pedestal to be the leader of our church after us, who then goes on to disappoint us and deny us.
Here's what I found.
I don't care what you found. Those that the Gospel of John reports the following people to be near the cross at Jesus' death. It's a short list. Jesus' mother, her sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, Mary Magdalene, and maybe, depending on how you interpret the disciple that Jesus loved, if you interpret that to be one of his male disciples, there was one dude that showed up. The rest of them were women. Those closest to him, the ones from that upper room, the ones whose feet he washed abandon Jesus to save themselves. And guess what? A new commandment kind of love washes the feet of those who abandon you, abandon us in our time of trial. A new commandment kind of love is self-sacrificial because it washes the feet even of those who abandon, those who deny, those who betray us. It gives of itself and expects nothing in return. It dips its feet into a pool and shares a towel with the one who isn't like us. It is the kind of love that really does, as Fred Rogers says, make all the difference. 24 years later, Francois Clemens made his last appearance on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And in their final scene together, there they sat. Together, their feet immersed in a little kiddie pool in Mr. Rogers' backyard. Randy?
Francois Clemens, hi, welcome.
Thank you, how you doing?
Fine, how are you today?
Fine.
My feet were tired, so I thought I'd just soak them for a while in this water.
Does it make them feel better?
It does. Would you like to try?
Sure.
On the show, he would say, I love you just the way you are. One day, I said, Fred, were you talking to me? And he looked at me and he said, yes. I've been talking to you for 2 years, and you finally heard me today. And I just collapsed into his arms. I started crying. That's when I knew that I loved him.
There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about
you. No man had ever told me that he loved me like that. I needed to hear it all my life. My dad never told me. My stepfather never told me. So, from then on, he became my surrogate father.
I'm so proud of you, Francois.
Oh, thank you, Fred.
Can I help you here?
Thank you.
If you'll notice in that second one, Fred not only allowed him to use his towel, he helped dry his feet. And it's easy for us to paint, especially for people who grew up in the neighborhood, like me, it's easy for us to paint Fred as Jesus in these two videos. But Fred and Francois, they are both displaying a self-sacrificial new commandment kind of love here. They didn't do this in a private backyard. Yes, it was intimate and personal, and it was in a TV studio for all the world to see. This act of love, especially in 1969, was controversial. Make no mistake about that. Could have been dangerous for both of them. The civil rights movement just a year prior had led to the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. At a minimum, the statement that they were making by sharing that water in that towel set them up to be unofficially canceled, we know that word, right, by formerly loyal viewers. To be left abandoned. This was about more than just Fred and Francois dipping their feet into a swimming pool together. This was a self-sacrificial love shared between these men that Fred said will really make all the difference. Jesus gives a new commandment, and as Francois sings in that second video, there are many ways to say I love you. That's all the singing you're getting from me today. But there are many ways, yeah, thank you. There are many ways to show I love you. There are many ways, small ways even, ways that may take but a minute in a kiddie pool for us to live out this new commandment. Who is our, who is your, Francois Clemens? Maybe it's you Maybe you are your own Francois Clemens. Maybe you are struggling to love yourself. Maybe you're struggling to love yourself for who you are. And maybe you need to love yourself the way Jesus loves you. Or, like in the case of Fred and Francois, maybe that someone is someone who is very much not like us. Other than. Different from. Not welcomed in places like this. Or worse, openly and loudly pushed out and rejected. But I'm going to take it even a step further. It may be even more difficult to love in the way that Jesus loved today. The person who has rejected us. The person who has betrayed us, abandoned us, denied us, abused us, or hated us. And I have to ask all of us a question that I'm not sure I can say yes to. Could we sit with them in that pool? If only for one short minute. Not that you might be further rejected and betrayed and abandoned and denied and abused and hated, because I have to say I would never encourage anyone to re-enter a harmful or abusive relationship. What I'm asking, though, is if you had the opportunity to safely sit with your betrayer, with your denier, with the person who has abandoned you, with the person that you know hates you, with your feet in that pool, and sharing a towel with them, knowing that Jesus kneels there before you and helps you to wash their feet, would you, could you do it? I don't know. I don't know. But Fred Rogers tells us, he told us that just a mere minute, sitting in this expansive, unconditional, new commandment kind of love, the kind of love made known to us in Jesus Christ when he washed our unworthy feet, when he died for our unworthy lives on a cross. He says that just a minute spent sitting with one another in this new commandment kind of love, it can and it will make all the difference. Are we willing to take that chance? Jesus gives us that opportunity when he sacrifices himself for us on the cross. And for that I say, thanks be to God. Amen. On this night, we have heard our Lord's commandment to love one another as he has loved us. We who receive God's love in Jesus Christ are called to love one another, to be servants to each other as Jesus became our servant. To our commitment to his loving service is signified in the washing of feet, following the example our Lord gave us on the night before his death. So I will prepare myself to do foot washing over here while the hymn of the day is played and sung. And I encourage anyone who would like to have their feet washed by me to come over here, and I will wash your feet. Please stand in body or in spirit as we pray for the world, the church, and the world in need. God, who blesses the grain, the soil, and the fruit of the vine, inspire in us a reverent care for the earth. Prepare Ohio's fields for the coming planting season and renew gardens and wild places, that all people are fed and every living thing flourishes. Merciful God.
God who kneels to wash our feet, gather your church around the world during this holy week. We especially lift to you Peace, St. John's, and Trinity Lutheran Churches, our sister churches in the Northwestern Ohio Synod, those of the Evangelical Church in Tanzania, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Jordan, and the Holy Land. Humble the powerful and lift up any who are marginalized, and raise the voices of your church that those who suffer may be comforted and the hungry may be fed. Renew our faith and make us bold in service and love to our neighbors. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. God, whose greatest commandment is love, guide all who govern by the principle of love. Transform unjust human systems that oppress some for the gain of others. Restore communities as places of justice and concern for those who are vulnerable, especially in the Middle East, Russia, Ukraine, Haiti, and many regions of sub-Saharan Africa. Merciful God.
God, who is betrayed, comfort people everywhere who have suffered abuse at the hands of someone they knew and trusted. Heal the bodies, minds, and hearts of victims of exploitation. Help all who are suffering this day to know that you are near, especially those we lift aloud or in silence of our hearts. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. God, who brings life out of death, we pray with thanks for the lives of those who have joined the communion of saints, especially all the saints from St. Paul and First Lutheran Churches, and the deceased loved ones of all who gather this night. In our holy meal, connect us to the faithful who have gone before us and nourish us as your people living today. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Receive these prayers, loving God, for the sake of the one who loved us to the end, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. At this time, we will continue worship with our gifts and our offerings, and you may be seated.
Let us pray. God, our provider, You have not fed us with the bread alone, but with words of grace and life. Bless us these your gifts, which we receive from your bounty, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, whose suffering and death gave salvation to all. You gather your people around the tree of the cross, transforming death into life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and he gave it to his disciples to eat, saying, Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. For as often as we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. But lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. On this night, Jesus ate with his disciples, those who would betray, deny, and abandon him, just as we continue to do. And still, we are all invited to this table. So come, eat, drink, and be healed. Please stand as you're able to do so. And now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in a wonderful sacrament, you strengthen us with the saving power of your suffering, death, and resurrection. May this sacrament of your body and blood so work in us that the fruits of your redemption will show forth in the way we live, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved, and you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not human, scorned by others and despised by the people. All who seek me mock at me. They make mouths at me, they shake their heads. Commit your cause to the Lord. Let him deliver. Let him rescue the one in whom he delights. Yet it was you who took me from the womb. You kept me safe on my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth. And since my mother bore me, you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls encircle me. Strong bulls of Bashan, they surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like ravening and roaring, like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue sticks to my jaw. And you lay me in the dust of death. For dogs are all around me. A company of evildoers encircles me. My hands and feet have shriveled. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among themselves. And for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far away. O help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion, from the horns of the wild oxen. You have rescued me. I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him.
Stand in awe of him, all of you offspring of Israel. For he did not despise or abhor the affliction of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from me, but heard me when I cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will pay before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise him. May your hearts live forever. At the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nations shall worship before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nation. To him indeed shall all who sleep in the earth bow down. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, and I shall live for him. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord and proclaim the deliverance
to the people yet unborn, saying that he has done it.